Hey everybody, it's your best buddy Craig. Due to the fact that I live in the worst area for allergies, and it's getting that time of the year for colds, God has decided to hit me and the rest of my family with both. So, I haven't been feeling too great, and I haven't really had time to edit our latest episode of Barovia. The plan is to get that out to you guys next week. But in the meantime, I didn't want to leave you all hanging. So I'm going to give you guys a head start on what I was actually planning on doing. This is something that Dan and I previously recorded on his back porch. It's about the changes and stuff coming up to his campaign. And it'll give you a little bit of insight on how he runs the game and how it's different from the way I do things. It was pretty fun time to learn about the different things that he wanted. We changed the crit table a little bit for shits and giggles and stuff like that, just to mix things up. But it was really fun. I was planning on dropping this a little bit later, right before we did our new campaign, but like I said, circumstances and God is just punishing me. I've been a very naughty boy, apparently. Well, that being said, enjoy this episode of Ready, Set, Roll. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Ready, Set, Roll. Today, if you can't tell by the background noise, we're sitting outside. It's a nice day. We are wanting to give you guys an update about the new and exciting Ready, Set, Roll, because we're doing a change, big old change. We're getting out of our pull-ups, and we're going to put our big boy underoos on. So,
I would have said we're getting off one horse, getting on another.
We're getting off the Shetland pony and moving up to a regular size horse.
Getting off the Penetrator and going on to the whatever new name of vehicle we get.
Well, anyway, the reason why I wanted to do this is because we're going to change some stuff up. Since I'm not being DM anymore, Daniel will be DMing, and he does things just a slightly different than I do.
First of all, the setting's going to be different. It's not like we're going to permanently leave Project Nova. Odds are we're going to come back to it on, like, special episodes and stuff like that. Sort of like how Damocles was, how Project Pantheon was, just things like that. We'll still go in, and Craig will be the DM of those things.
Yep. Or Dan will be DMing for Damocles.
I'll be DMing for Damocles and such. But we are going into what is known as the region itself is known as Saranesh. I'm still thinking of a project name. I thought of several dumb ones, like High Magic Heroes or something like that, but I think I'll come up with a name by the time we get the music meshed out, get the new intro in, because we're going to have a new intro.
Yep. Can't go with Ready, Set, Roll Project Nova anymore.
No. Man, that's definitely one of the things that has, like, gotten to me a little bit, is we're coming up on almost 2 years now that we've been doing Ready, Set, Roll, and more specifically Project Nova, and leaving it feels good because I felt like we left it good, but it's also sad at the same time.
Yeah, we got a lot of characters that everybody's invested in that are just kind of that's it, they're done. So,
like, we had a whole crew, like a literal crew on a spaceship, and I won't be doing that to the point that Craig did it, where he had, like, every different alien that he represented in Project Nova and a specific class they went along with. I'm going to go back to the old style, here's your main group, but, like, I'll introduce interesting NPCs, but they won't be, like, as there, right? Like your crew was, they were just there, and you could switch them in and out, replace them. Like an extra party member in Final Fantasy II.
Yeah, I thought that was a fun idea that I came up with, is, like, based on the situation, sometimes you need different firepower or different ammunition for what you're about to go up against. And I was like, well, how can I do that? Let's
here's your crew members. Who do you want to switch out? Like you said, like Final Fantasy.
Yeah. But unlike Final Fantasy 2, they all didn't die.
Yeah.
Everybody made it except for my character.
I was surprised. I was hoping to at least kill one of you guys off, or one of my people. But you guys did it smart and played it really well.
I got my hands on Conroy. It was over. Good lord, I ruined your shit.
Conroy was really powerful, and you all never used him.
It's because of his such low hit points. That was the main kicker. He was like, where we've been taking like 50 points of damage and stuff like that, Conroy was not going to be able to last long. But then he got in the situation, and I realized he just mixed it up with these anew so well that, you know... I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, and everything worked out. So things that we're going to be doing new in this region of Serenesh. We're going back to more of the high fantasy sort of thing. But I personally am not really going to go off the Dungeons Master Guide for magic items. I'm planning on making a whole bunch of homebrew magic items.
So what you're saying is there's going to be dungeons. There's going to be dragons. There's going to be dungeons with dragons in them. There's going to be dragons that live in dungeons.
Oh. Serenesh is actually a campaign setting that I have completed before. It's not going to be the same thing, though. It's going to be... 250 years beyond what the crew I ran through it in and all the changes they did. So there's a lot of different things like that will be revealed through the history that we're going to go through as you guys travel. Speaking of which, our party will consist of Craig as
Jose de la Mancha.
We did do a recording, a test play of Serenesh, where they pre-built characters. And I did something funky with that where I kind of had them starting almost as level zero sort of deal. Like, they rolled for their stats. That's another thing we're doing different. We rolled for stats. So they got to build their characters off rolled stats. And we ran them through their characters. And I'm pretty excited. I like the character so far. Jose Del Mancho, Big Tony.
Yeah, Big in his Tonadile. It was
big,
his,
yeah, Big in his Tonadile.
But we all call him Big Tony. Hey, it's Big Tony.
And
I can't remember what Anthony made his character as, but
probably some variation of Zilla.
Yeah, Zilla or Breeza or some Dragon Ball Z bullshit.
You got any more questions on me on that, Craig?
So, when we played, which was a lot of fun, I really enjoyed what we did. It was very interesting because you didn't just stick with high fantasy, regular-ass D&D because we encountered other things. And... would we be expected to see more stuff like you put gunpowder in the game?
Yes. In this lore, gunpowder-based technology was introduced 250 years ago. And it has had those 250 years to develop into... things like pistols and muskets and cannons. So going forward, you have this, there is going to be weapons like that that I'm going to be able to introduce to you all. And which means I'm also bringing in some of the Unearthed Arcana stuff involving ships for one, firearms for two. There's stuff for firearms that have been introduced into Dungeons & Dragons. So I'm going to be having... so even though we're taking a step, like a regression in technology base from spaceships
to boats and hoes. There's still going to be a development in technology, and I'm going to have fun showing you guys how it's going to be heavily introduced into... yeah, so...
All right, so next on our the docket here, hear ye, are there any rule changes?
There is. So how we've been doing, say, Advantage, first of all, is that, one, you get the two people across from each other in a line. Craig had it to where the first roll was the one that would be at advantage. Because, you know, after the first stab, the element of advantage and surprise is over, is how he did it. How I'm changing that is I'm switching it to a plus a static bonus. Instead of more dice, you're just getting a bonus to hit. So instead of advantage, you're getting a plus two, is how I'm rolling it. So that way, in like Theater of the Mind and everything, everybody has maybe another objective they can do instead of just constantly going for the flank. But if you do flank, you still get benefits, right? I'm not going to totally cut you off. This also helps remove the factor of elven accuracy, which is a broke feat. Seriously, it's the most broken feat in all of Dungeons & Dragons, because it's like every attack you get advantage. Not once a turn, every attack you get advantage on.
So, that to be clear, you're not completely taking away advantage, you're just taking away flanking.
Correct. I'm still going to have advantage going forward. And disadvantage. But I'm also doing where advantages and disadvantages stack against each other. So say if you have two advantages from one thing and another thing, and one disadvantage, you would still have advantage.
Okay, because there's certain things that you can do to get around advantages and disadvantages, like casting darkness.
Yep.
Which completely neutralizes any advantage or disadvantage for either side, because you would have an advantage against attacking the creature because they're blinded, and also a disadvantage because you're also blinded, and that would make it a regular roll. So what you're saying is they stack against each other.
Yeah. So say somebody's in darkness.
But we also have, for example, not flanking, but some other type of... Somebody cast guidance on me. Well, not that wouldn't give me that.
No. Guiding Bolt is a spell that when you hit, the next attack against that person has advantage. So say if somebody was in darkness, but they were hit with Guiding Bolt beforehand, that would just be a straight roll instead of the typical disadvantage. But say if somebody had an ability that gave them advantage on attack, like Fighters.
Or True Strike.
Or True Strike, yeah. Then the advantage would go to the person who set up their advantages. I know it can get a little like stacky and confusing, but I feel like every leg up you have on somebody should be put to your benefit rather than the opponent's benefit. Because it's like, oh, they only put up the one thing for a shield on themselves while the party did two things in their favor.
So my question is, what if somebody had... Are you going to give double advantage?
No, that's not a thing.
I was just saying, because if we're stacking, I didn't know if you were going
to... The stacks end whenever they cancel out the advantages and disadvantages. So that's how that's going to play out. Speaking of advantages, our crit table. I don't know what changes you're bringing to me on that, Craig, but I know that... I think we've explained the crit table before, what's on it, right?
Yeah, so we have a crit miss and a crit hit table. Mm-hmm. On a critical hit, you will roll a d6. On a 1, you just do double the damage. On a 2, you do bleed damage plus double the damage. On a 3, the creature is stunned for the next turn. On 4, they've become prone. On a 5, they become frightened. And on a 6, they become restrained. So the way we were doing frightened, for example, is we made them roll a wisdom save to see if they actually became frightened. And I felt like it took away from the critical hit. I want to change that, if you don't mind.
That's perfectly fine. I thought that too. It was a little weird that, oh man, you got this crit and this bonus to your crit, but they could pass it. Like, anybody that had a reasonable wisdom save were likely going to pass it.
Right.
So.
Is there any other things? Would you like to add any things to the crit
table? What's the Christmas table like?
The crit miss table is on a 1, you just miss. It's nothing bad. On a 2, we set it up to having a weapons malfunction, like a gun jam, or when you went to throw a weapon, or when you went to swing, it slipped out of your hand type of deal. On a 3, you were also frightened. We had the wisdom save on that as well.
Damn.
And then on a 4, the next attack had advantage on you. On a 5, you became grappled or blinded in some way if it was a ranged attack. And then on a 6, you dropped prone.
So something interesting that's going to happen there is, with firearms in Dungeons & Dragons, they have a misfire. Which, if you roll that misfire, which could be a 1, the gun jams. So, I think an addendum to that for the misfire or weapon jam or anything like that.
Yeah, weapon malfunction.
Well, that's not going to really work with swords, is it?
Well, with the weapon malfunction, I always said that if it was like a sword or something, you either had, like, you dropped it in some way and you had to use your bonus action to grab it. It was more or less taking away the bonus action of a character.
Right. So I guess the question is, I'm not going to have somebody double misfire, like double malfunction on a firearm, I guess is one thing. So I might need to have an addendum in there of for that specifically with firearms, you know, like maybe a backfire or the gun might take an action to repair. But yeah, that's definitely one I'm gonna have to look over for firearms. Oh boy. On the bleed factor, which is an additional, what, D6 of bleed damage?
Yeah, that's what we were using.
Should we up that to a D8?
We can. I mean, if you want to make it more brutal of a bleed.
Again, that's in the papers, rough draft and all that. But I think maybe, because that bleed damage always to me seemed non-impactful, almost.
Right.
With just being a D6, because you'd always like roll a 1, 2, or 3, and it wouldn't make the overhead difference.
Make it a D12.
No. Now that's a little excessive.
It could be a critical bleed, though. Because really, if it's a... Well, never mind, because the crit table works both ways. Because I was going to say, really, it's only benefiting the player from getting the bleed.
Yeah.
But then I realized that crit table works both ways.
Yeah, it works both ways to... I think... I'm going to have to, again... think about that, because maybe increasing it to a D8 or making the bleed have a separate effect, like maybe a bleeding effect. And if you don't, say, get magical healing or pass a medicine check, the bleed continues on your character. But then even add on the, even though you get magically healed, it could be like how the Sword of Wounding does, right? Which is when you take damage from that weapon, all damage from that weapon is non-healable. It's kind of like you lost blood, so you need that long rest or short rest.
Yeah.
To recover it.
So what you're thinking is, whatever that they roll on the die, you take from your max hit points.
Until you
take a long rest or short rest?
Yeah, until you take a short or long rest.
Okay.
again, just spitballing here. If it seems a little too overpowered, we'll go back to the old way of doing things. But I think that bleed effect is just, it's blood gone, man. And though the human body can regenerate its blood pretty quickly, I'm trying to make it seem a little more visceral, you know? Anything else?
On Critical Role, since we're already here, are you doubling the damage or are you going to do max damage?
Okay. The thing that always messes with me is, no matter what, on the, you take twice the dice or you double the damage that you rolled on the singular dice, you're always going to get these crappy rolls, right? So what I'm thinking, and I've done this before, is I'm thinking either we go for max out the weapon's damage dice and then have you roll the damage dice again. Now, obviously, that's going to be basically for weapons, though. With magic spells, I think I'm just going to still keep it, roll double the dice.
Yeah, because I can get a little wonky with spells like Fireball.
Yeah. Well, Fireball you can't crit with. Now, Scorching Rays you can crit with and everything like that. And you would just maximize 3d6. No. But for weapons at least, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have it to where the weapon die is maxed, roll the weapon die again. Because then that makes it feel like a true crit, you know? It's like you swung your hardest, you hit that perfect impactful moment, and you got in, dug deep. With spells, I'm probably just going to keep it double the dice and double the damage, or double the damage rolled on the dice. Probably going to go with double the dice because then the averages go up and down. No, they go up. So yeah, that's how I'm going to deal with crits.
So do you think there's anything else that's going to be like changed in Serenesh?
Well, there is actually something that I kind of don't want to spoil for everybody. It's definitely going to come up as a bit of a shock in the game, because I'm taking something out of it that is, you could almost say, is a part of the namesake, but I'm going to keep that on the down low for now.
All right. Well, I know I'm looking forward to playing again, and especially getting to the world of Serenesh, because when we did that preview of it, I had so much fun. Like, it was silly, but it was serious, and you had...
That's how most of my games are with you guys.
What, silly but serious? But I think we are going to have a good product, and I can't wait to, you know, put it out to you guys. I will say this, hopefully we get our shit together and we make our sound quality a little bit better. I'm working on it. Every season we've had, I've done significant, upgrades to our sound quality. And I'm hoping that this is going to be the same.
I mean, all of Project Nova, we were spent season one mic. Season two, we went up to two mics. And then halfway to the end of season two and then into season three, we had four mics. We finally got that figured out. So who knows what's next? Oh, one thing real quick. Serenesh is not a world. It's a continent.
Right.
It's a massive continent split by a massive mountain on two sides. So I'll have a map, actually, to be put up on Facebook and whatnot. And you guys are also starting at level 2.
Okay.
That's the other thing.
All right. Can't wait to level up Jose.
Yeah.
Well, I know this is short, but we just wanted to give you guys an update. We'll probably be back next week. All right, well, we'll catch y'all then, and I can't wait to be back with you guys. Later.